Well, unfortunately, boy, what a beautiful morning this is. Unfortunately, parents in the U.S. are doing something I never would have guessed could happen in these United States of America. They are struggling to find baby formula. Unfortunately, some people are trying to improvise and in dangerous ways. We've already said don't add water to that solution. Don't add water to your baby formula to make it go longer. That's not the answer. There are several reasons for the shortage, we're told. And with a look at them and what can be done about the shortage, we turn to WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne. A very beautiful Friday morning to you, Marie.
Good morning, Paul. With the supply of formula about 43% below normal, Democrats and Republican lawmakers are asking President Biden to consider invoking the Defense Production Act to ramp up production. In homes across America, the shortage has put mothers in a dire situation.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking online at their stores in California.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
Typical stories. Those moms are from Portland, Oregon. President Biden spoke with Walmart, Target, and Gerber yesterday to step up efforts to get that formula on store shelves. All of this started in February when the largest infant formula manufacturer in the country, Abbott Nutrition of Sturgis, Michigan, undertook a voluntary recall of several powdered formulas because of a concern over possible bacteria contamination at the plant. Four infants became sick, two died. Some retailers like CVS and Walgreens have already begun limiting purchases to three containers per customer. The president said the administration is working with other infant formula manufacturers to increase production, expediting the import of infant formula from abroad, and calling on both online and in-store retailers to put purchasing limits on product to keep people from hoarding. And over at Abbott, officials said that if they get approval from the FDA, they could start production, restart it, in the next couple of weeks. They would start producing the specialty formulas first, then production of Similac and other formulas. Abbott says it would take 6 to 8 weeks to get that production and product back on store shelves. Specialty formulas, by the way, are used for infants, children, and adults for a variety of issues, including allergies and metabolic disorders. It's their only form of nutrition. Again, doctors are urging parents not to water down the formula, Paul W., like you said. Also, startling, there has been a 200% increase in searches for homemade baby formula on YouTube. Experts say don't do that either. Call your pediatrician instead. They may be able to help you.
Well, I experienced it yesterday or the day before. I was in a pharmacy, and a woman was there trying to buy formula. It was a CVS. It was behind the counter at CVS, and from what I could see, she got the last container of the baby formula, at least for that moment, in that CVS. And I'm in disbelief because, I mean, it's shocking to have this happen. You've got the bacteria that started. I heard about that back in February when Abbott in Sturgis had a problem. I didn't think another thing of it. I thought they did this on their own. They did their own voluntary recall, and I figured, well, I'm certain that they tracked down the problem, they fixed it, and they're producing more baby formula. I was stunned when I heard they're still closed.
Well, they are, because the investigation is still continuing, but they're almost, and I read all about why there was an investigation and the kind of bacteria that was there. So all of that doesn't really matter. They're thinking they're going to be able to get them back up and running in the next week or two if the FDA approves. One of the things to really think about is, why are we so reliant on one factory to produce so much infant formula in this country?
One factory, which is astonishing, and producing it under a variety of brand names. So, you know, you think you need this one. Well, the other one next to it's made by the same company, so, or the same factory or whatever they put on it company-wise. But this America's baby formula shortage has gone from kind of curious and kind of an inconvenience to a full-blown national crisis. Plain and simple. And it's unacceptable. What's worse is the news yesterday, I can't confirm it, but that some Democrat, or I don't know if it's a Democrat, probably a Republican, I would guess, since we're playing politics here, that pallets of baby formula have been taken over, purchased by the government, and are being sent to the borders for illegal immigrants so that their babies have baby formula. If that's true, I don't know what it's going to take for people to stand up and have an uprising. It's America first, you know. That's Washington's first responsibility. Nice of them to help the immigrants, depending on where you stand on all of that. But they're illegal immigrants, and the American people and American mothers and babies come first. I shouldn't have to say that, but apparently I do. This is getting to be a horrific story that never should have happened in the first place in America. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst here as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at 6:58, heading towards 6:59. We've got a lot going on, and we shall bring it to you. Stay with us.